Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Good love.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer, are you ready? I think so. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We had a great show. It's all about empowerment. So we're going to be talking about cancer drugs for the first part of the show. We got some other things in a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And our devotional says, in John 12 it says, I have come a light unto the world, that whoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. That's right. Darkness and light cannot coexist, so decide what you're going to be. If you're going to be the light, seek the Lord's face, because his invitation will expire soon. Don't squander this opportunity. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time. It grows short. He's coming. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, let's see. 3 years ago, the American Cancer Society complained that treating patients created too big of a carbon footprint. This was in the Cancer Journal of Clinicians, a journal that the American Cancer Society published. It was kind of a bizarre little article that, you know, people with cancer and treating them pushes up, you know, carbon footprint. So people with cancer are, you know, a threat to global warming. Interesting. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next segment. And next up in the quack report, FedEx to shut down 29 more aircraft as shipping demands shrink. That's right. Global shipping has a kind of dive. They're losing 29 aircraft out of their fleet. Comprehensive cost-cutting initiative. Decrease the permanent cost and overhead, I guess. During the recent earnings briefing, the CEO of FedEx, Raj, he announced that the company's express unit plans to park 20 aircraft in 2024 of the fiscal year and also permanently retire 9 additional, flights. Oh, my goodness. So, they said this last fiscal year, 18 aircraft went bye-bye. The company said they're writing off about $70 million in value of these losses. So the fourth quarter results of FedEx, well, you know, they had a drop in revenue about $10.4 billion. Their operating income was cut in half. And, and I heard that they're going to electric vehicles, which makes no sense to me. All right, last but not least in the quack report, U.S. authorities greenlight sale of lab-grown chicken. That's right, since we got a chicken shortage, apparently. The FDA says this unnatural chicken, the Department of Agriculture, has granted approval for federal inspectors, and the inspectors they have prerequisites here. On these products, and they're cleared for sale now at your grocery and restaurants, so you won't even know if you're having a chicken breast sandwich at the restaurant what you're getting. Manufacturing company called Join Biologics works with Good Meat Company. They got the green light to grow lab-grown meat products, including what seems to be chicken. It's a cell-cultured chicken, whatever that means. The FDA administration deemed the two firm products are safe to eat. So California-based Good Meat makes its products at 100,000 square foot plant. They obtain cells from master cell banks formed from a commercially available chicken cell line. And the cells are then combined with broth-like mixtures and combined with amino acids, fatty acids, sugars, and salts. A little bit of vitamins thrown in there. You know, all the other elements to make the cells grow in a petri dish. So the combined mixture is then put in huge tanks called cultivators, where they grow into large meat chunks. The resulting mass of cultured meat is then taken out of the tank, shaped into a chicken product. So it looks like a chicken. And then they include some gullets and nuggets and all these things. Oh, I don't know if you're grossed out already, but I am. So burn down the chicken plants and then sell the fake meat. That seems to be the MO here. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all,
folks. Hey, thanks, Frank. Okay, so cancer drugs. Short supply. First topic here. News releases have started up again. U.S. hospitals and cancer clinics have very little stock remaining in two widely used cancer injectable medicines, carboplatin and cisplatin. Let's see, 93% of 27 centers report severe shortages. Here's a quote from, this is Eleonora Telpinski, breast cancer oncology doctor at the Valley Health System in New Jersey, who says as many as 100,000 patients may not be able to get chemotherapy treatments, and patients and doctors are having to make some tough choices. End of quote. So 3 years ago now, May 18th, 2020, the Cancer Journal of Clinicians, we mentioned, published that report that cancer treatments contributed to global warming. So the world governments seem to be obsessed with climate change and global warming, and one may be asking, is the drug shortage for cancer treatments deliberate? Don't know. So what are we talking about here? Is the drug shortage to treat cancer one or two medications and that's it? Well, reports are surfacing saying there are more than a dozen cancer drugs in short supply. So we also know that antibiotics and sterile injectable fluids also are hard to get. New York Times published a report June 25th, 2023, stating $15 generic cancer drugs can't get, hard to find, scarce. Here is a quote from the U.S. Pharmacopeia, which is a nonprofit aimed at medication safety and supply. They said, cisplatin and carboplatin, these are the chemo drugs, they say are inexpensive chemo drugs, and they cost $15 to $23 per vial. And Tony Shepard, who's a cancer patient, said, with each drug shortage, each treatment session, to me, feels like a game of Russian roulette, end of quote. So he doesn't know if he'll have another treatment. So for some cancer patients, the drug shortages offer, you know, certain, you know, treatment options, especially for the following conditions. Ovarian cancer, testicular cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, head and neck cancer. These are all cancers patients are having a hard time getting treatments. So what's the reason for the shortages? We kind of touched on this before. The health authorities offer a list of reasons why the drug shortages have been happening for more than a decade, and Congress has been aware of it for some time. They say drug manufacturing plants are closing, especially overseas. Ingredients are in short supply to make the medications. They say the FDA cannot inspect all drug manufacturers. In some cases, they refuse drugs from overseas manufacturers who do not meet the standard. And the chemo drugs require the ingredient platinum. And the facility that makes it has to be a sterile facility to protect the manufacturing workers from the toxicity. Therefore, few companies are even making these drugs because of the expense. Here's what the New York Times chimed in and said, the leading manufacturer, Intas Pharmaceuticals, shut down production in December after the Food and Drug Administration performed a surprise inspection at its plant in India. So something went awry there. Frank's asking, are those reproductive cancers? Well, ovarian, testicular, yeah. They're reproductive. Some of them are, Frank. And you wonder, you know, has anything to do with COVID? Probably. So do they have a plan here? Due to lack of drug inventory, the FDA has been forced to ease the restrictions on overseas providers, including China. However, there is still a great influx in supplies, making little improvement, and drug manufacturers still making drugs has, well, they've informed the World Health Authorities the shortages will be in effect past 2023. Here's what New York Times said. The FDA is temporarily allowing Kailu Pharmaceuticals, based in China, to ship its cisplatin chemo drug to the United States to ease the stress of the supply chain. And here's the other thing they're doing. They're doing rationing and a lottery. So the way most governments and health authorities have been addressing the shortage, they either are hoarding the drugs at certain clinics and hospitals, or they're rationing them, or they're creating a drug lottery. 36% of U.S. doctors report stretching their doses and intervals between treatments for their patients, and doctors are recommending surgery first and chemo later if there are any drug supplies. So the American Society for Clinical Oncology is advising their doctors to use low quantities of the medications for patients who have a better chance of recovery, and deny the patients with recurrent or widely spread disease of any drug treatment. So that's what they're doing there. Here is what Dr. Angel Alvarez, president of the Society for Gynecology Oncology, professor at Duke University School of Medicine, says, "We're in a situation where patients are being left behind, and we're really worried survival could be affected by the chemotherapy shortage." End of quote. So doctors are reporting that the drug shortage can take a cancer patient's odds of recovery from 90% to 45%. However, the other estimate is that without the chemo drugs, about 500,000 cancer patients will die. So I challenge, actually, some of these estimates, as cancer patients receiving the usual oncology treatments live on average about 2 years before they die of the cancer. So really, oncologists, they're honest. They'll tell you we don't cure cancer. And yes, there is a price gouging going on here with the drugs that are left. So, yeah, the $15 and $23 a vial price, not happening. Let's see. This is another doctor, Prasanthi Ganza, MD, medical director of the Center for Cancer and Blood Disorders in Fort Worth, who says, "We need the drugs and we feel really helpless." She's a little frustrated. I think, well, what's wrong with coming up with a better plan there, Doc? You know, I would think that if medical physicians are running short on drug tools, that they would maybe seek a better alternative. Unfortunately, you know, the medical schools condition doctors to think that the only valid therapies are drugs and surgery. So nutrition and medicinal herbs really don't even dawn on them. Not really. Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada, was willing to investigate dandelion root when they discovered their cancer patients improving on dandelion root tea. Dr. Miriam Pandy and Dr. Carolyn Hanna, they saw that. And they go, "What's with dandelion? So let's check it out." Well, what they found in the lab, dandelion exposed to cancer cells kills it, but to healthy cells doesn't do anything. So they want to find what's in dandelion so they can make a cancer drug. Hey, so you got dandelion. So a lot of that on that research is found online. If you want to share it with an oncologist, it's right there. Hippocrates, said to be the father of medicine, right? He said, "Food is your medicine." This is the father of modern medicine who said that. But few heed these words. So call Apothecary Herbs. That's what I would be doing. They have dandelion root tincture. They have a bunch of stuff. So give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, International 828-469-5972, 828-569, I'm sorry, 828-469-5972. Of course, thepowerherbs.com is the website. Go and check out the dandelion root there. And be empowered. That's what I would be doing if I had cancer. I would definitely be checking out the dandelion. Well, if you don't have, if your doctor has no tools, hello. And you know, I talk to people all the time from different parts of the world, and there are different medicinals for cancer everywhere. Everywhere. And by the way, dandelion grows just about everywhere except the Arctic. But they are powerful solutions God has given us, so we're not helpless. Medicine, doctors, yeah, let them, they can feel helpless, but we don't need to be, because the Word of God says herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So that means you can trust it. You can trust those words. God does not lie. So we have to be willing to trust the Lord and His Word and reap the benefit. You reap what you sow. And God always honors the faith and your effort. So definitely want to take pause, seek the Lord's face if you're just not sure. He'll guide you. There's not a day that doesn't go by that herbs really amaze me. Totally just, there's God's power in them. And because he made them for us, he made the human body and he made the herbs, the medicinal herbs. He, you know, he looked down the ages of time and knew we were going to need that. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. We're going to be coming back and talking about some other more empowering information. So whatever you do, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. Very mellow music. Thank you, Frank. But still a little bouncy. All right. We're going to be talking about relaxing a little bit. Okay. Going to try to chill. Try to get a coping mechanism going on this hard to cope with life we're in. We're going to take a drive in the country. So we're going to drive in the country while you can, you know, before the globalists say you can't have a car. A lot of Hollywood movies had actors say that they would take a drive in the country to clear their head. Remember that? And it turns out science has studied the effects of nature on the human brain, and it can clear your head and much more. So you probably know people who love the country and hate the city and vice versa. And research has also confirmed that the older we get, the less tolerant we are of loud noises and the hustle and bustle, crowded places and that kind of thing. So research also suggests that city life is not a healthy environment for folks with mental disorders. And now there is a lot of things positive regarding living in a city, such as maybe visiting a cultural arts center or a library or museums and sporting events. People like those things, a hub of entertainment. However, a visit is not the same as living in a city that can be alive 24/7. So visiting those places, okay, but living there 24 is a little different. Sonia Saminmak, she is with the Environmental Neuroscience. She says living in a city is a well-known risk factor for developing a mental disorder, while living close to nature is largely beneficial for mental health and the brain, end of quote. Now, in September of 2022, some research that was done at Max Planck Institute for Human Development, a social science research facility in Berlin, they found out that nature has profound effects on the human brain. So the research noted that the area of the brain that is most influenced by nature is the amygdala. So this area is this almond-shaped gray matter inside the cerebral hemisphere. It is the area that processes emotions and stress. And the researchers noticed that this area is less active with stress when we live in a rural area as opposed to city or metropolitan life. So the researchers are setting out to prove their hypothesis. They have 63 volunteers. They were doing some MRI brain scans before and after they took an hour walk in the woods. The volunteers walked in the Grunwald Forest, which is over 7,400 acres on the west side of Berlin. The forest was a natural refuge for the wealthy during the turn of the century, which includes a lake with a beach. So here's what they said in the study. The MRI results revealed that activity in the amblygaglia increased after the walk in nature, suggesting that nature elicits beneficial effects on the brain region relating to stress. So what about lasting effects? Well, the researchers monitored the volunteers after they took that stroll through nature, and they found that the brain activity remained stable with no increases in stress levels. So this kind of debunks previous studies that respond that the urban exposure causes stress. So we are influenced by environment. Our environment does influence us. I mean, you can just go to someone's house that's a clutter bug, a pack rat, if you will. Some people feel claustrophobic in those types of environments, and they can't function there. So our environment does affect us. Now, the study did prove that, remember that TV host, Niecy Nash, she did that TV show called Clean House, and she said that people are influenced by their surroundings, and she mentioned a lot of people were stressed out by a lot of clutter in their home, and our physical environment has tremendous impact on the physical and mental state we're in. So the researchers suggest that city dwellers take frequent walks in nature to buffer the stressful effects of city living. Now, in 2017, a study by Scientific Reports did support a current study by Max Planck Institute. Scientific Reports stated the city dwellers who live close to the forest had a physiological, healthier amblyganglia structure and better able to cope with stress. That was Scientific Reports on that. So green areas are really important to also, developers that are developing neighborhoods or shopping centers. Zoning departments in your community are more sensitive to green areas. So city planners are aware of the effects of what are called green spaces in architect design in your city spaces. So city workers need to place to relax during their lunch break. Areas that provide grass and trees and benches, ponds or fountains have a more natural and relaxed environment. So modern city designers include tree-lined avenues with less concrete and more grass, and these designs make a city environment more appealing and inviting. A Central Park in New York is an example. Okay. If you go to, what are those areas in New York? Is it Bronx? With a lot of concrete, and it's just harsh. You feel the heaviness of all that. There's not enough greenery. Now, the information in the report may not, be new news to anybody, but it is worth rehearing because we tend to forget the simple things make big differences. Now, children growing up in country settings are exposed to less violence and stress. Simpler lifestyles are kind of worth cherishing, really. I was just talking to someone today, Frank, about, how my kids grew up. They grew up more in a rural area near a lake. And when they got out of school for the day, they weren't inside. They were out there sailing sailboats on the lake, you know, little toys, or they were fishing, climbing trees, playing kickball. They were running through the sprinkler, whatever. But they weren't sitting inside, you know, gaming or watching TV or anything. They were usually outside. So kids that grow up on the farm are like that. You know, they kind of build caves and structures and playhouse and all that stuff. They have more of imagination going on. So not everyone is able to, let's say, move to the country. And, but I tend to like some medicinal herbs to help also with stress, to help cope with stress better. So we got to work on our coping mechanisms. Some people meditate. Some people look to, they listen to relaxing music. Ocean waves is a big popular thing. Listening to that, people like to listen to that, maybe have blue lights, low level lights in their room that helps them relax. So, one of the things that I think helps with, stress, anxiety related stuff is, my favorite's valerian root. I like to use that. Another herb I like to use for muscle tension is lobelia. So you have tools that you can use. I know a lot of people smoke cannabis or they use gummies, you know, the CBD hemp stuff. So that's, you know, an alternative for a lot of people. But you got to be extremely careful with those things. Some people are wired differently. So stimulants and sedatives can be the opposite for some folks. So you got to be careful of that. And I like things that don't sedate. They don't, you know, have a warning, don't take and operate a car on the box. Okay. So I like things that can just take the tension out of the nervous system, like your nervous system had a big sigh of relief. Or they take tension, it takes tension out of the muscles. Again, something that doesn't sedate you. So that's why I like those herbs I mentioned. So if you're interested in checking that out, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will have them up on their website at thepowerherbs.com, or you can simply call them for a free product catalog and read about it in there. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So definitely check that out and get empowered. Have some tools handy, especially if, you know, this is the time. If they're going to be having more severe medication shortages and you're on medication that you have to take daily for metabolic functions, that's scary to me, Frank. I would feel hostage to a medication. What if you can't get the medication? What happens then? See? So really a good time to think about that. Maybe how you would be able to safely find a substitute and transition. Good time to do that homework. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about mood syndrome. What the heck is organic mood syndrome? And how would you know if you had it? Well, according to the Medical Dictionary and Manual for Diagnostic Mental Disorders, organic mood syndrome is another name for drug-induced depression. So although we're kind of told by our doctors and the drug companies that there is no strong scientific evidence in print to support the association of depressive symptoms or suppressive disorders that are caused by the prescription drugs, but nevertheless, there is suggestive evidence. So suggestive evidence is when a suspect drug maybe is discontinued and then the symptoms of your depression are resolved. So depression all by itself is bad enough, but that it also can become a drug-induced disease, and statistics are saying 15% of organic mood syndrome will end in suicide. So why are doctors downplaying or ignoring this epidemic? Well, acknowledging a drug-induced depression undermines the effectiveness of the drug treatment. So, you know, they don't want to shoot themselves in the foot. Some of the symptoms, if you're being depressed, and you can have the following symptoms, you know, you have a lack of energy, You feel listless, maybe feeling run down. You have decreased concentration, changes in your cognitive abilities. You know, maybe you have acute fatigue or appetite changes. You have just maybe disruption in your sleep. You don't have as much interest in the activities that you once enjoyed. Maybe you have feelings of sadness or despair. So be aware that thyroid disease can also be mistaken for symptoms of depression. Autoimmune disorders can be mistaken also. So be aware of that. So the list is quite long on the kinds of drugs that can cause you to become depressed. According to AARP, on their website, there are 10 major classes of drugs that are known to cause drug-induced depression. Patients also really don't realize that most physicians won't review their drug list when they complain of having depression. So instead, the doctor will layer on more drugs to control the symptoms of depression. So here are some of the top 10 classes of drugs that can cause you to feel depressed. So you have a drug-induced depression issue. Beta blockers. So they're used for conditions of angina, which is heart pain, and high blood pressure to help slow the heart rate by blocking the hormone adrenaline and lowering the blood pressure. Also, it is prescribed for migraine tremors, arrhythmias, and glaucoma. So medical science says it does not know why this drug causes depression. However, scientifically we know that by blocking hormones, it causes a neurotransmitter problem. Corticosteroids are on the list. They are typically used for inflammation to treat rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, gout, and other inflammatory conditions. And these drugs lower serotonin levels, causing depression and other psychiatric disorders. I would say if I had a problem like that, rheumatoid arthritis, gout, that kind of, I would see a naturopath and work with a diet change. Foods change DNA in 6 days. Diet change will be huge. Huge, huge, huge. Benzodiazepine tranquilizers are on the list, used for things like anxiety, muscle spasms, insomnia. The drug affects the central nervous system by depressing it. Mm-hmm. So these drugs can build up in your liver, create a lot of toxic level, giving patients a hangover effect, if you will, and a lot of depression. Doctors will often do blood tests to check to see if the liver enzymes, make sure the liver produces sufficient enzymes to neutralize the toxic effect of the drug. And if not, well, then you get your drugs changed. Parkinson's drugs is on the list. These drugs affect dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter, and that affects motor function and reduces tremors. But dopamine is one of the 3 neurotransmitters known to be associated with depression, and the drug promotes high levels of dopamine causing depression. Hormone replacement meds used to treat symptoms of menopause, oral contraceptives that contain artificial estrogen. Again, the drug manipulates hormone levels, causing all kinds of dysfunction, including depression. Stimulants, usually they're prescribed to treat daytime sleepiness or hyperinsomnia, narcolepsy, sleep apnea, fatigue, ADHD. So these drugs do increase dopamine levels, and prolonged exposure causes depression. Anticonvulsants is on the list. So these drugs limit seizures by blocking signals affecting your neurotransmitters, so your chemical messengers there, also known, though, to cause depression. Proton pump inhibitors, the H2 blockers, they're used to block gastric acid or acid reflux disease. And so medical science says it doesn't know why these drugs cause depression, but it is speculated that the pH is disrupted, changing your brain chemical. Statin drugs, your lipid-lowering meds used for cholesterol, they're often paired with other cardiovascular drugs. So these drugs deplete cholesterol from the system and affects brain chemicals via the release of neurotransmitters. Anticholinergic drugs are used to treat digestive cramps, you know, GI tract disorders. These slow the digestive tract down and reduce stomach acid production by blocking the neurotransmitter acetylcholine, which is responsible for muscle contraction. So the drug directly affects the central nervous system, causes depression, sedation, and cognitive impairment. So if you want a list of more drugs that can cause depression with the generic names, you can go to alternativementalhealth.com. They have an article there on drugs and depression, and you can see the list there. And by the way, the popular drug for the treatment for acne, Accutane, which causes drug-induced depression and suicide, is also on the list. So 1 in 16 Americans, that's 17 million, has acne problems. They're usually put on the drug. In 2000, over 600,000 people were taking Accutane, and by 2012, 5 million were using it. And pregnant women on Accutane have a 10% chance of their baby having facial birth defects. So be very careful there. My big thing about acne is a couple things. Bowel cleansing usually helps get impurities out. So sometimes the body will push impurities out through the skin if your evacuation channels are sluggish. So bowel cleansing can kind of open that channel up, and then you can get rid of the acne. Usually that happens for a lot of folks. Diet changes, too, is very important because, you know, kids eating fried foods and drinking lots of soda, that will also promote acne, and diet change is helpful. The other thing is rosacea, which is also known as adult acne, which tends to come down through the Celtic line, the Irish line. Again, foods aggravate that. I wrote about it in my book, The Power Herbs. So if you want to get a copy of The Power Herbs, it's a PDF, Kindle, or iPad download, and it's just $14.99. And you go to thepowerherbs.com, and you click on Books and Newsletters, and you can pick it up there. Downloads are easy. It used to be in print, but now it's a PDF download. So take advantage of the download because, gosh, a lot of that information is timeless. So what I wrote about in the book is certain foods will agitate adult acne or rosacea. Certain medications will agitate it, and certain activities agitate it. So you can eliminate some of all of that, and you can have beautiful skin again. You won't have that red skin. You have to, ladies, pile on that green makeup to counter the red look. Yeah, forget it. Just get the book for $14.99, and you can quit buying the makeup. So we do live in interesting times, as you ascertain. Stress levels have kind of been elevated recently. Last thing we need is more drug-induced stress and disorders and mood swings. I personally wouldn't take a prescription drug to manage a metabolistic order. I prefer to use diet, exercise, and medicinal herbs. That helps strengthen the body, doesn't weaken the body. So how are you going to resolve a problem if you don't have the strength? If you're weakening an area, how are you going to – you're not going to fix it. So research your drug therapies real careful and ask some really important questions. One of the really good books that I recommend is Shane Ellison's book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. A drug chemist, used to work for the drug companies, creating all these meds. He got out of that business, and now he teaches people how to be well with natural things. Had him on the show a while back, very nice guy. But he explains in very easy to understand terms what these drugs do to you on a metabolic level. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. But excellent book to have if you have family, friends on medications and they're not doing well. Check out his book and get empowered. That's what about knowledge is power. Okay, so we've talked about a couple of things here. And, you know, if you've got, you know, issues with heart issues and blood pressure and inflammation and arthritis and anxiety, trouble sleeping, hormone fluctuations, muscle spasm. You got natural herbs for stuff like that. God provided all that. So check out thepowerherbs.com, get a free product catalog, and see what you can do. You'll be kind of amazed what you can do. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or thepowerherbs.com. If you want to check them out online. If you're on the website and you have an email, you can sign up for their free newsletters, the Health Quest and the American Survival. They go out each week, and you can get empowered with a lot of this information that goes out every day of the week. So sign up there. They're free. You can opt in and out anytime you want, and definitely be empowered. Also, people have been calling, when is the 4th of July sale? Well, it's coming. It's coming. So hopefully in the next few days, you can just check out the website or give them a call at Apothecary Herbs, and they should have their 4th of July benefit sale in full swing. So it's coming. Definitely check that out and give them a call and be patient. They'll also, if you're on their master list, you will get a news blast on the sale and how to proceed to save. Always good time to save. And I hope everybody has a good 4th of July. You know, be safe out there if you're traveling or celebrating. Definitely don't want to do too much and go overboard and put yourself at risk. So be safe during the holiday and enjoy it and be well out there. So basically, I'm going to just chill, Frank. I'm just going to take it easy. May do a little cooking and finishing up some home projects that I have. I hope you have a very good 4th, whatever it is you're going to be doing. Tinkering with your board, your electronics maybe. Whatever gives you joy, you know? Whatever gives you joy, that's what I say. And sometimes gardening, you're in your garden. I like to garden and I like to bake. That's my big thing. But I also like my home projects, so I'm working on 2 or 3 things I'm trying to finish up at the house. So that's what I'll be doing. And visiting with grandkids. They'll be coming over, most likely. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well. Thank you.